it's unbelievable, and it's getting worse. And I have friends who will tell you the same thing. I mean, here you are, you're sitting, every kid has a computer. You go to another school, maybe in Atlanta, and maybe one child has a computer. So when you look at that, look at the disparity there, who's going to get ahead? And it's all about money, because whatever, now, what would be nice is the state would come up, or the city of Atlanta said, you know what? Yes, you can have, but I'm going to help supplement you to bring you up. It's going back to just the way it was like when I grew up as a child. There were the black schools and there were the white schools. I grew up in a black school, got the inferior books. I got the bad playground equipment. We were unequal. That's why we went to integration. You know, so, and again, it goes back to money. You know, here's somebody who's working as a day laborer or working as a domestic in someone's kitchen. They're not going to make as much as someone who owns this restaurant and so forth. So you're still seeing the same thing, and it's about money. And this goes back to the economics. And even you think about, you know, where you live as in an apartment maybe that's not even up to standard, you know, where maybe rat infested or whatever. Well, how can a child expect to sleep, you know, be able to sleep and do homework? My daughter would tell me stories, because when she's at middle school, well, like I said, the M2M, well, you're getting up at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, you're getting on the bus, you're driving out here. So the kids would come to school and go to sleep. And the teachers were, you know, naturally teachers are going to tell them, well, you know, you need to wake up, you know, and so forth. And she says she's trying to tell them, these kids are tired. And then you get in this traffic in Roswell. They get home like 6 o'clock at night, you know, 6 or 7 o'clock at night. And then by that time, you got to do your homework. So they're not even getting the most out of it when they were coming here. You know, so you're starting out. So what happened, a lot of the kids just stopped, because it was too drooling for them to get up there, to come get on the bus, do all that. And the traffic in Atlanta on 400 is so bad, it wasn't worth it. So they just stopped.
Wow. Speaking of your daughter, I know you were saying that you have one that lives out in Conyers.
Mm-hmm.
And just, was it just a choice to leave Roswell? Is it, what was?
Well, hers was more of an economic also, because being that the Roswell, Alpharetta area, real estate is very expensive here. And so she wanted that. So to go, to get the type of house she wanted, she went to Conyers. It was strictly just economics, because that's the other thing that's happened here in the North Fulton area. The real estate is just so high now, again. And I guess, again, because people are moving in, you know, you can go out there now. They're building houses over there now starting at $800,000. You know, and the thing is, they'll be sold. So someone's buying them. And what that does is just drive the price of the other houses that are existing. So you're like in between. Are you either on the high end or you got to come up some. So that's another reason why she moved out there.
And speaking of moving, what was the culture shock? I mean, I know you were saying that you all didn't sleep at night when you first moved here from Fort Wayne. But were there other culture shocks that you all experienced when you all moved back in 81?
No, not really. I think our job situation, because he was a salesperson, he was working around. I think his biggest culture shock was in Forsyth County. That's a county where they've talked about here for years that blacks were not allowed to go to. And as a salesperson, he used to go there. And I would always tell him, you know, you better be back, you know, before sundown or whatever. But I think by being out where there were so many transient people from other parts of the United States and so forth, it was okay. I think that was probably the biggest thing, is just going around and being in sales. That was probably tough for him to go around to the different areas, because I don't think they were used to seeing a lot of blacks in jobs like that. And even now, maybe, but I think that was probably the biggest thing.
With your friendships or your acquaintances, that circle, are they